Bienvenidos y gracias. Estamos aquí para celebrar cortar la cinta para la formación solar. Welcome everyone. We're here to celebrate the ribbon cutting for the new solar array.
During a bilingual presentation, Roaring Fork School Superintendent Rob Stein spoke about the newly installed 340-kilowatt solar array that will power Riverview School. Riverview School is a new dual-language, project-based, pre-kindergarten through 8th grade school located between Carbondale and Glenwood Springs along the Roaring Fork River. This is the second project connecting a Roaring Fork School's building directly to a solar array. Roaring Fork High School in Carbondale celebrated the installation of a 380-kilowatt system in January of 2016, and additional projects are being pursued to subscribe to solar gardens with Pivot Energy. The new array was made possible with a $150,000 grant from the Garfield County Federal Mineral Lease District, $100,000 from the Community Office for Resource Efficiency, and strong partnerships with other organizations like the nonprofit Clean Energy Economy for the Region, utility companies Xcel Energy and Holy Cross Energy, and with installation and design by Sunsend Solar. Right. So Catherine Rushton attended the ribbon cutting on their behalf.
Well, Sunsense designed the array and obviously procured all the equipment and installed it and worked with the school district to help find some funding and provide information for grant applications.
Okay. And so how will this work? Is it 100% fueling the energy needed for the school?
It's going to provide 100% of the annual kilowatt hour consumption of the school, but that's on an annual basis. The system is net metered, so that means that it's connected to the grid, but it's also connected to the meter at the school. Mm-hmm. And so when the solar is producing energy, the school will be using those electrons, but at times that the school is not using as much energy and the solar is still producing, in the summer, for example, then the extra electricity will be sent back to the grid. And then that can build a credit for the school that they could then draw on this solar bank later in the year when they're using more energy than the solar is producing.
For the next 20 to 25 years, the expected lifespan of this particular system, Roaring Fork schools can look forward to reducing carbon in the atmosphere while saving money having purchased their energy up front. Riverview students expressed their aspirations that the money could be reinvested toward outdoor field trips.
I don't know, I think it's a great opportunity for our school. We get to run on solar power, which is really great for the environment and saves us a lot of money, yeah. So we can go on more field trips, which is good for the community. So.
And it's more helpful for our environment.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
All right, who's ready for some hot chocolate?